In the Pipeline is a series profiling the men and women who are in their final year of preparation for the public teaching and preaching ministries at our Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Today we focus on Corey Drale, a 28-year-old senior at Emmanuel Lutheran Seminary. Corey was born in Liberty, Missouri, and grew up in a town called Norbourne, Missouri. He is presently a resident on the Emmanuel campus and a member of Messiah Lutheran Church of Eau Claire. His parents' names are Gerald and Kimberly. Corey's father does road work for the county, and his mother has been a teacher for many years. He has two older brothers, Jordan and Devon. Devon is 2 years older than he is. Jordan is 2 years older than Devon. He enjoys such extracurriculars as fishing and football, more so playing than watching, model railroading, and such things. He states that for whatever reason, when he was in 4-H years ago, he took a clowning course. Because of that, he knows some basic tricks ranging from pantomime to making simple balloon animals. Unsurprisingly, there aren't many needs for these skills. Academic interests include Christian dogmatics, especially interesting because it covers a lot of ground on many subjects. When asked how he first came to consider the public teaching or preaching ministry as a career, he stated, "I was a sophomore in high school when the ministry first seemed like an actual possibility as a career path for me. Prior to that point, I saw ministry as a necessary job, but not a job I'd be willing to even consider. I'm not entirely sure why it clicked that day, except for some of the Christian instruction I had grown up with. I wasn't sure it was a good choice for me. Over the years following that moment, I tried teaching at various opportunities, and I participated in different speech contests. To my surprise, I quite enjoyed these endeavors. These things, along with prayerful consideration, helped me on the way here." When asked what he appreciated most about his time at ILC, he stated that it goes without saying that we are beyond blessed to have a school that is Christ-centered and that does not budge in that stance. But I will say it anyway. The fact that all of the classes, the teachers, the students, and the staff go out of their way to demonstrate their love of God in all that they do teach and study, both on and off campus itself, is something worth noting. To be a part of this school is an added statement to our already wonderful confessions of faith. Though we may take such things for granted, it is good to know that the Lord has blessed us with this gift. When asked what qualities he thought would be most needed by future leaders of the church, he stated that leaders of the church need willingness and humility. There must also be that willingness to study and apply God's word daily and to do so faithfully. There must be the willingness to not only speak, but also to listen, to not just teach, but to be taught, to accept our wrongdoings as the past and focus on the saving words of the gospel as the present and future. The future leaders of the church will also need humility. The recognition that God is the one in command, and that we are the mouthpieces. The focus of the leaders now and in the future should always be on Christ and His message.